Today, we're going to be talking about dunamis, the power of God. Hallelujah. And you know, God has the power to change anything that needs changing in our lives. And today, my job is to kind of stir you up as the Holy Spirit ministers to you to bring revelation and a hunger for more of that power in our lives, that not only can we use it in ministry, but that dunamis power can be released into our families, in our business, and our work. So I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit, let's all just pray together and ask the Holy Spirit to come help us to receive what he wants each and every one of us to hear from him today. So Holy Spirit, we thank you that you've already been here. We thank you that you are continuing to show us and bring revelation of who you are and that mighty resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that lives in us. So Lord, we ask that you'd stir us up. You give us a hungering and thirsting for more of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So dunamis is the Greek word used in the New Testament for God's power. And let's open with Acts 10:38 to see what that says about how Jesus operated in that power. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So today I'm actually going to give you a little bit of information. If you don't have an opportunity to write it down, listen to the replay and write some of these things down so that you can go back and check it out for yourself and not just take my word for it, okay? So the word power in this verse correlates to, in the Strong's Concordance, G1411, and it describes it universally as inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. For the next few minutes, we're going to look at the five things specifically mentioned in the Thayer's Greek lexicon about what it means, and we're going to briefly discuss that. So the first thing we're going to look at is dunamis means the power of performing miracles. Well, miracles are something that Jesus operated in, and he operated in healings. You know, sometimes miracles or healings occurred instantaneously. Sometimes they were over a progression of time. We see in the Bible where maybe they were healed as they went or in that same hour. But regardless, it's still the power of God at work. Hallelujah. We can also see that Jesus healed in many different ways. And it's so important that we learn how Jesus ministered because we're representatives of his on earth. We're his body. He's our head and we're his body. So I'm going to encourage you to go and read through the all four gospels. You know, take a month and just read through it a few times even and find out how Jesus ministered, because that's an opportunity for us to minister in a similar way. And because we are born again believers in Jesus Christ, we have that same power that Jesus had living inside of us. That same power that anointed Jesus to do those miracles and to bring healing and deliverance to those that were oppressed by the devil. So we've been empowered to live like Jesus. Hallelujah. And when the Holy Spirit came into our life and we became born again, he made us a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's when our bodies became the temple of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit now dwells inside of us. So that power is resident in us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's look at Romans 8:11 and what that says. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Jesus came to represent God the Father and to do his will. And because Christ is in us, we can do the same thing. You know, God's names represent his will. So he's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. So it's God's will to heal and to deliver and to provide and to protect. It's all what he's about. And he showed us that through Jesus Christ, who was God's representative on the earth. Well, Jesus declared that he only did what he saw the Father do, and he only did what he heard, or he only said what he heard the Father say. And so he was one with the Father. He was in union with the Father. Likewise, we are in union and one with Christ because Christ dwells within us. Let's look at John 15:5, which says, I'm sorry, guys, went out of order there. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And you know, we're not just nailed on the vine. We're not just hooked in somehow. We're actually part of the vine. We're branches growing from the vine when we abide in him. And you know, something the Lord had to bring me a revelation of. Without him, I can do nothing, because so many times I tried to do things on my own. It doesn't work. We need his power working in and through us. Hallelujah. So it's very important that we believe in our unity with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit in us, because that's the power to heal and deliver people in the name of Jesus. Jesus abides in us, and we abide in him and his love. And it's that fact that is our identity. That's who we are in Christ. We're his body. Like I said, he's the head. So we can declare like Jesus did from Luke 4:18-19, where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So we have the same power that Jesus had, the same anointing that Jesus had. So we can actually decree and declare this over ourselves and see the power that comes from that, because that's an anointing that the Lord puts upon us. So, you know, there's power in the gospel. And what we have, the world wants and needs. Hallelujah. Jesus will. Jesus wants to do wonders through us if we let him. Hallelujah. So we need to believe and receive what Jesus says about us. We are to be a supernatural explosion of the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus talked all about the kingdom of God in the Gospels. But, you know, there wasn't one thing that he taught that didn't show the kingdom of God through demonstrations, because the kingdom of God is not just with words, but it's in power. That's what 1 Corinthians 4:20 says. Let's look at that. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So we need to be able to show people they're hungry to see God at work in their world today. And we have what they need. So I'm going to stir you up today. The Holy Spirit's going to stir you up today to have that desire to go out and to share what Christ has given us. Hallelujah. So we're anointed and appointed for action. Jesus told his disciples that they would do greater works than he did. Well, his disciples believed him, and they did. Let's look at John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Well, that's not just for them. That's something that we can receive and believe as well. Amen. Let's look at Matthew 10, 7 and 8. Jesus sent out his disciples and told them, as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Well, the 70 disciples that Jesus sent out, recorded in Luke chapter 10, came back and joyfully told the Lord, wow, the demons were subject to us in your name. So, you know, we're disciples as well. And the Lord had to give them power and authority because they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them. But we do, as born-again believers, we have the Holy Spirit in us. So, when we declare that, hold on, I'm going to go back here one second. So after Jesus rose from the dead, he gave us authority in Matthew 28:18. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And so the disciples had to have Jesus give them the authority while he was on the earth. But then Jesus was preparing us for his departure. And he said after he rose from the dead, when he's talking to the disciples, that he now has all of the authority. And then he commissioned each and every one of us in Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, which says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? Who's a believer? Amen. This is for you. In my name, they will cast out demons. Yeah. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Now that's Jesus's commission to us. Hallelujah. That's something that we need to be doing. That's what the world needs. Hallelujah. So we're sons of God, and that means whether you're a male or a female, that's just a common generic, including both male and female. We're sons of God. Therefore, we're mediators like Jesus was between heaven and earth. And heaven will come to earth through us. That's how God set it up. He gave us the dominion over the earth, and he never took that back. But he did come to defeat the devil, who had been given authority when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, right? So now Jesus has given that authority back to us, and we need to go out and take dominion for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, when we bring his presence, God's presence and his power, we bring the kingdom. You can see that in Matthew 6:10. And when we release heaven on earth, we're actually releasing Jesus, who is the embodiment of the Father. Hallelujah. And through the Holy Spirit, we have access to everything that we need from heaven because we are the sons and daughters of God. Remember, we receive everything from God by grace through faith. Well, it's the Holy Spirit who gives grace gifts for the profit of all. You can read more about that in 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. There are nine gifts mentioned in that passage. They have the three gifts of revelation, the three gifts of utterance, and the three power gifts. Well, the three power gifts are the gift of faith, the gift of the working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. Hallelujah. That right there says it, power gifts. And we're talking about the power to perform miracles. Hallelujah. Well, remember that it's Christ in us through his power, through the Holy Spirit, that touches the lives of other people with God's compassion and love. So we do need to have a love for people. And that's something that has already been put into our heart. It's a fruit of the Spirit. but also it's something that we can develop as we grow in the experience that we have with God's love for us. Then that transfers over as we release love to other people. Hallelujah. It's a byproduct of the love that we experience through God the Father. So it isn't about trying. We don't have to try to love someone. It's really just about receiving the Father's love so that we can believe when we pray or lay hands and touch someone that it's Christ that's doing the work and it's His hand with our hand. I just heard this the other day and I felt, well, Lord, I got an upgrade. I'm retired RN. But I heard this and it says that God and Jesus is the great physician and we are physician's assistants. That's another category in healthcare, but hallelujah. We're all helping the great physician. That's our job, is to partner with Him, Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, to bring to people what they need from God in their lives. Hallelujah. So He uses us as a vessel, but it's His power or dunamis at work in and through us. And that's why it's so important that we build a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that we take time to get to know Him as the third person of the Trinity. Hallelujah. So we can ask the Holy Spirit when, you know, we're out and about and someone is highlighted to us or we see a need in someone's life. We can actually ask Holy Spirit, you know, what is it that you want to do for this person? What is it you want me to do for this person? And that's so important because God knows where they're at and what they need. And we're just following His lead. He's doing the work. We're just believing and doing what He says. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus manifested the kingdom of God when He was here on earth through the signs and wonders, He was actually declaring that He was the Christ. That was one of the things that put Him above everybody else. Hallelujah. So it's a spiritual kingdom reflecting God's rule and reign and His dominion. Romans 14, 17 says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the righteousness of God is God's justice in making wrong things right. Hallelujah. Then peace aligns with heaven and joy is the result. So it's so important to align with heaven and agree with heaven so that we can manifest the righteousness, peace, and joy that is the kingdom of God. So did you know that you can get healed just through laughter? In the book of Proverbs, it says that laughter is, says, a merry heart does good like medicine. So laughter and joy can actually bring healing. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can even be cancer. I heard a testimony of someone that a minister was, you know, laughing and explained to them that this was like medicine, and they were healed of some stage 4 cancer they had. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what it is. When we bring joy and laughter, miracles flow easier because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, the Bible says. So we need to take that into consideration that we, as believers, should be some of the most joyful people around. And if that's not your experience, go to the Lord and talk to Him about it because He wants to release His joy, His peace, His goodness over you. Hallelujah. So the second thing we're going to look at that dunamis means specifically is moral power and excellence of soul. Well, this is something the Lord just was showing me in the last couple of years. I didn't realize that was one of the things that dunamis power did. Let's look at Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. So here we're talking about the inner man and strengthened with might. So receiving strength is something that dunamis gives to us. You know, our souls, were not born again when we came to Christ. So they have to be transformed. Our spirit was born again, and it's perfect because the Holy Spirit dwells within there. But our souls need transformation, and our souls can get wounded through trauma we experience throughout life, through the sin of our own or through the sin of others against us, which can open the door to the enemy and bring bondage, sickness, and disease. Sometimes we can just get discouraged from the weariness of life. If you look in Numbers 21, you can see a story of the Israelites, how they got discouraged. Their soul was discouraged in the way. And what they did, and we sometimes do, is complain and murmur or speak against someone or even speak and blame God. And that's sin when we're doing those things. So those things that we experience can affect our soul. But Jesus, hallelujah, wants to make our spirit, soul, and body whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we can ask Holy Spirit to examine and to reveal the hidden things that's in our soul, things that have wounded us and have kept us from our healing or our deliverance, whatever it is that we might need. The Holy Spirit brings the divine counsels of God and knows which area needs to be worked on first because it might affect other areas. So it's always important. You can see how we need to go to Holy Spirit first and ask him, you know, what is it that needs work? What should we do? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2:10 in the Amplified Classic. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. So you can see it's the job of the Holy Spirit to help bring things up to our memory so that those can be worked on. Because even when we forgive someone, when they've hurt us or done us wrong, or, you know, someone has sinned against us, we still need our soul wounds healed, okay? And that's the Holy Spirit's job. So we can release that dunamis power into our soul to bring healing so that we then come into wholeness. Hallelujah. So when our souls get healed, our mind thinks right thoughts, we have godly emotions, and our will makes right decisions and choices. Isn't that something you all want? I know I do. Hallelujah. So as I've been surrendering things to the Holy Spirit and asking him what he wants to work on next, I've received healing, and I'm not the same person that I was. Because one of the things that's important in prophecy, in using prophecy, is we don't want to prophesy out of a faulty lens. We want to have a healthy view of things because we're healed. Therefore, we can speak from that place of healing and health. Hallelujah. Well, the third thing we're going to talk about is power and resources arising from numbers. Kind of like one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's power that comes from an increase in number. The fourth thing that dunamis refers to is power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. Mark 13, 25 and 26. Says the stars of heaven will fall, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Hallelujah. So that's the power they're talking about here. Power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. And you know, there's hosts in heaven. And when Jesus comes, he's coming with great power. Hallelujah. And glory, it says. So we're not to preach doom and gloom. You know, there could be many more decades of peace, we are supposed to preach dunamis and the harvest. We need to position ourselves for revival and the harvest, okay? So in the parables, when Jesus shared about the kingdom of God, we can see that the kingdom is constantly expanding. So things are getting better, brighter. It doesn't always look that way when we turn on the news and on the, you know, internet and stuff like that, because we live in that kind of a world. But compared to what things were, you know, back hundreds of years ago, things have improved and the kingdom of God is advancing. And that's where we come in as the church, the body of Christ. So it says in Isaiah 60 that we're to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is upon you. So that's what we should be doing, not all doom and gloom or look what this is happening and whatever. You know, we should be just blooming with what God is doing. And that's where our focus needs to be, on what is God doing, not so much focused on what the enemy is doing. Yes, the Lord gives us warnings and insight so that we can pray against what the enemy is doing so these things don't happen. But we can also be expanding and extending the kingdom of God through the things that we're doing as we look to see what God is doing. That's the most important thing. Hallelujah. And so we don't have to think that this is the end times where it's just everything's going bad. I mean, we are in the end times, but they've had wars and rumors of wars for centuries. So, you know, let's preach the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We have the power to wipe out any demon power. The Holy Spirit's power, dunamis power, resides in us. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world today. Hallelujah. And remember, only God the Father knows when the end time is. So that we shouldn't be focusing on that. We should be focusing on what God is doing. Hallelujah. So when we initiate the warfare of the Spirit, we're going to see the world transformed. And God is coming back for a glorious church. Hallelujah. So no more doom and gloom. Praise the Lord. So the answer for the world today is dunamis, more dunamis. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And that's what we're to do. We're to take down the things that the enemy has put up, and we're supposed to show forth and demonstrate the kingdom of God in this world. Excuse me. The fifth and the last thing that dunamis means specifically is the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. We are to create wealth for God's kingdom purposes and to advance his kingdom for God's glory. That's why, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Now, even though that's an Old Testament verse, it's not the same exact word dunamis, but it refers to the same thing. If you look in Strong's, in the Hebraic portion of it, this means the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Hallelujah. So when we're supposed to create wealth, we need wisdom. That's the key. So we need to ask God for wisdom. And there's three things we need to ask him: wisdom to create wealth, wisdom to steward the wealth, and wisdom to distribute the wealth. We have a mandate to share what we have with the world and bring God's kingdom here on earth. So, you know, you've got evil people that are using their wealth for, you know, promoting drugs and pornography and human trafficking and all of those things. But our wealth and riches should be used to influence the world for God's kingdom and to advance his kingdom. So we can sow seed intentionally, and we can reap the return on our seed, and those riches can come to us as an overflow of blessings. Even if we're living humbly, we can still have an overflow and then more seed to sow. God keeps giving us more as we give out, because that's what he's all about. He returns, and his return is much better than the world gives. Hallelujah. So the riches that are being spoken of here don't necessarily just relate to money, but it could be other things such as prophetic anointing, or it could be love, and many more things that riches can be related to. So you can be rich in many godly things, not just money. Hallelujah. So it is important, while we're waiting for our seed that's in the ground to bear fruit, that we don't curse it by saying negative things against it or over it. We can receive that harvest by grace through faith. We can call in the harvest and demand the seed to produce fruit. Remember, it's seed time and harvest. So you don't just plant your seed, you've also got to reap it. So hallelujah, that's something that the Lord wants us to learn more about. And you can check out 2 Corinthians 9:8, where it talks about how he gives, not sure if it's this verse specifically, but he talks about how he gives bread for food and seed to sow. So you make sure you're not eating your seed as your bread, because then you won't have seed to sow. And it's the seed that has the return on it, okay? Hallelujah. So you might be asking, well, how do we receive this dunamis, and how do we activate it to get it flowing to manifest in our lives? Well, one of the ways is by righteous living and by the fear of the Lord. So when we receive and release dunamis power, it brings the kingdom of God into the earth, because the rule of the kingdom is righteousness. And you know, every born-again believer is righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." So we're not going to be any more righteous. We're filled up with everything that Christ has. Hallelujah. And therefore, we're supposed to extend that righteousness in and through us into the world. The second way we can activate and release the dunamis power is by believing and receiving by grace through faith. Remember, that's how we receive from the Lord, that we have this power in us and we can release it. So you got to believe you have it and can release it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So really what I'm saying is we need to use the power that God has given us that resides inside of us. He doesn't just give us something just to do nothing with it. He's given us this power to manifest his glory and his kingdom in and through us on this earth. And in our families, our jobs, wherever. It's not just, like I said, it's not just for ministry. The next thing is worshiping God. Worship brings God's presence, power, and heaven. So when we spend time in worship, we're actually releasing God's dunamis, his power. And that's, you know, why it's so important when we come together corporately that we come and we worship the Lord. So get here on time or early so that you can be part of that and not miss out on that, because that's important. The next thing we can do is honoring God with our tithes and offerings. We can sow a seed and believe for an increase. All of those things can release the dunamis power of God. Whatever it is that you need, dunamis is the power, God's power, that can bring it about. The next thing, the last thing I want to say is receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Wow. Hallelujah. You know, that power of the Holy Spirit is something that we need. Jesus told his disciples that they weren't just to go and start ministering after he went back to the Father. But they needed to wait in that upper room and wait for that power to be endued and put upon them by the Holy Spirit. If you remember, that's what Pentecost is all about. And so we need that as well to carry out what the Lord has us to do as we partner with him. We need that same power that the Holy Spirit has to give us. And so is there anyone here that's never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit that wants to? All right, come forward. Yeah. If you'd like to, receive the Holy Spirit, that power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we'll do that right now. And if there's anyone online, you can just receive this prayer right now. So that's okay. You just, only thing you need to do is receive, okay? Now, you may speak with tongues afterwards, because that is something that the disciples did, and that's when that happened. But you're just receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which endues you with power from on high, gives you power to be a witness, power to live like Jesus, okay? What's your name?
Emma.
Emma. So, Emma, I'm going to touch your head. I just ask the Holy, ask Jesus Christ now to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and his power in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Emma, who has come forward, who wants to receive the power that the Holy Spirit has to give her through baptism in Jesus' name. And I declare she will speak with new tongues, and she will be endued with power, and will be filled and walk in the power that you give her, Lord. This will be a new experience for her, Lord. From this day forth, she will know that she has received your power through your baptism of the Spirit. Lord, I also release that fire upon her in Jesus' name as well. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. It's that simple. Just believing you receive. Oh.
Come on, James. Don't worry.
Rosia, and you speak English. Okay. Rosia, in the name of Jesus, I just ask him to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with power, to endue you with power in your life, to be filled up with his power, to immerse you in his power, and that you will speak with new tongues, even as he declared. And so, Lord, I just release this anointing upon her. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Isabella, Isabella, I just asked the Lord Jesus to baptize you with his power, his dunamis power, that power to share him with others and to be a witness of his love and goodness to all of those that you know and come in contact with. And you will speak with new tongues. That's a new heavenly language God gives you. And that's speaking to him. And so I do release that anointing upon you, the power from on high to fill you and flood you and immerse you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isabella, beautiful name. Hallelujah. So, you know, as Christians, born-again Christians, once you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, afterwards, you can be filled anytime you need to be filled. You can just ask Jesus. Remember, it's Jesus. When John the Baptist was talking about Jesus, he said that, you know, there's one coming who's sandal strap, I'm not worthy to unloose, but he's the one that will be coming to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So that's why I use, you know, I ask Jesus to do the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we can ask Jesus to fill us with that baptism, that fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit anytime we need, whether it's for ministry or anything else that, you know, you just want more of his power to reside and to be released through your life. So is there anyone here that would like to decree something with me for a more infilling, a fresh infilling? Okay. So repeat this after me then. Lord Jesus, I pray for a fresh infilling of dunamis power. Thank you for pouring the Holy Spirit upon me and immersing me in Him. Amen. All right, let's thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. So in closing, I'd like to just say it's so important that we agree with God and activate the dunamis inside of us. We are not powerless. We are powerful. The enemy wants to think we don't have the power, that he's got it, but he's wrong. God has given us the power, and the Holy Spirit that's in us is more powerful than the enemy who's against us. Hallelujah. So when we walk in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, I mean, this is how we're supposed to live. This is how we're supposed to flow. So in closing, I just want to encourage everyone here and online to take an opportunity when the Holy Spirit highlights someone to you or you see a need, ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do about this? And follow his lead, because we need to partner with the Lord to bring his dunamis and his kingdom into the earth and to manifest heaven on earth. Hallelujah. So right now, I just release the power of the Holy Spirit and God's glory upon each and every one of you so that you will bring heaven to earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.